Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to be looking at the book that I'm currently reading. But before I do that, let's take a look at our vocabulary. So these are key words that I'll be using in today's episode. Just three words for you to think about and to listen out for. And then at the end, we'll come back to them to look at what they mean and how I use them. So if you'd like to write these down, then get yourself a piece of paper and a pen. We start with a verb, exclaim, E-X-C-L-A-I-M. What does that mean, to exclaim? Next, another verb, tend, T-E-N-D, tend. And another verb to finish, catastrophize. I like this word, catastrophize, C-A-T-A-S-T-R-O-P-H-I-S-E, catastrophize. What does that mean? Okay, those are the three words I'd like you to listen out for in today's episode. See if you can understand them based on the context, and we'll come back to them at the end. And if you'd like to read along while you listen, then you can join the Learn English with Ben fan club, where you will find the transcript in full for today's episode, as well as a video tutorial about grammar point, which I'm using in today's episode. So if you're interested, visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I've left the link in the description of this episode. Okay, let's find out what I am reading. A few weeks ago, my wife arrived home with a box full of books. Where are they from? I asked, confused as to why she was suddenly the proud owner of a new collection. They were left outside someone's house, she excitedly exclaimed. I'm not sure whether she was supposed to take all of them, but she did, because most of them were recipe books, and I love cooking, so I was pleased. But there was one book of a very different genre. It's called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. I'd never heard of it before, but the fact that it had arrived in my house by coincidence made me think I should probably read it. It's a self-help book, and I must admit I don't usually read that sort of thing, but determined to stay open-minded, I started reading it that same night. The author explains about the importance of now, the present moment, and how we tend to get stuck in the past or in the future. I immediately related to this as I'm often looking forward to things in the future or reflecting on mistakes I've made in the past. But the book asks, why waste energy on this? Problems occur in the past and in the future, but not in the present. For me personally, it was interesting to reflect on how I deal with anxiety and stress. Have you ever catastrophized? I do this quite a lot, believing that the worst possible result is going to occur. The truth is, we don't know exactly what is going to happen in the future, so why obsess over it? And the past often affects our lives too, making us think how we could have done things differently or influencing how we behave today. But we can't change the past, so we should focus on the present. It's a really interesting book which explains how being more present can help us become more productive and deal with a variety of negative thoughts and emotions. It reminds us that we are not our thoughts, and I found this message particularly important. If you like self-help books or are open to reading one, I recommend The Power of Now. If you're looking for a book to read in English, This could be good, as it's not too difficult to understand and follow. Are you reading an interesting book at the moment? Okay. So, did you understand all or most of today's topic? Let's take a look at the words I gave you at the start. So the first was exclaim. So introducing this topic, I told you about how my wife arrived home one day with a box full of books. And I asked where they were from. And she said they were left outside someone's house. So I said, they were left outside someone's house. She excitedly exclaimed. So to exclaim means to say or shout something suddenly out of fear, excitement, or possibly surprise. Next, tend. The author explains how about the importance of now, the present moment, and how we tend to get stuck in the past or the future. To tend means to usually do something, so we usually get stuck in the past or the future. And the last word, catastrophize. I asked, have you ever catastrophized? So this word means to view or present a situation as worse than it actually is. Catastrophize. And those are the three key words. Hopefully they are clear. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it interesting. Remember, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, then do let me know. You can always send me an email. You'll find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.